Listening Library presents The Higher Power of Lucky by Susan Patrone. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For Renee. Chapter 1. Eavesdropping. Lucky Trimble crouched in a wedge of shade behind the dumpster, her ear near a hole in the paint-chipped wall of Hardpan's Found Object Wind Chime Museum and Visitor's Center. She listened as Short Sammy told the story of how he hit rock bottom, how he quit drinking and found his higher power. Short Sammy's story, of all the rock bottom stories Lucky had heard at 12-step Anonymous meetings, alcoholics, gamblers, smokers, and overeaters, was still her favorite. Sammy told of the day when he had drunk half a gallon of rum, listening to Johnny Cash all morning in his parked 62 Cadillac, then fallen out of the car when he saw a rattlesnake on the passenger seat biting his dog Roy on the scrotum. Lucky balanced herself with a hand above the little hole that Short Sammy's voice was coming out of. With her other hand, she lifted the way-too-curly hair off her neck. She noticed two small black birds nearby, panting like dogs from the heat, their beaks open, their feathers puffed up. She put her ear to the hole because Sammy's voice always got low and soft when he came to the tragical end of the story. But Short Sammy didn't head right to the good part. To stretch it out and get more suspense going for the big ending, he veered off and told about the old days when he was broke and couldn't afford to buy rum. So he made homemade liquor from cereal box raisins and any kind of fruit he could scrounge up. This was the usual roundabout.